Welcome back here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You alluded in the first segment to an interesting story this week, my friend, and that is we had our first U.S. publicly traded company reach $1 trillion.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. Yes. In the United States.
That's what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, that company, as most people will know, is Apple. That was all over the news.
Correct.
It's been an interesting couple of weeks of announcements for technology companies because there's been a wide dispersion of results, right? So we see Apple come out with some pretty good results and push through that $1 trillion mark. We see Facebook come out with a different set of results and, you know, lose billions of dollars of market cap in, you know,
in a day. Yeah.
In a single day, $120 billion or something along those lines. Twitter the same. So
what's the market telling you when you see stuff like that?
Well, you know, I think that that valuations and earnings fundamentals actually matter, right? Fundamentals matter at some point. So you can go through periods where markets...
Earnings matter.
Yeah. Sorry, not market value, but earnings ultimately. Yeah. Fundamentals ultimately matter. And we can go through periods where... markets just want to, you know, the tide lifts all ships or it sinks all ships at the same pace. But at some point, fundamentals do play out. And so you're starting to see a dispersion amongst, say, the technology, U.S. large technology companies, which were just a sort of a uniform driver, right, of market growth in 2017. Not necessarily the case in 2018, right, as the market tries to reprice these companies based on fundamental earning power and growth over the longer term.
Maybe the technology stocks are long in the fang.
Oh, easy.
Get that?
Easy.
Huh? That's funny.
So cheesy.
Fang, get it? Facebook,
yes.
Apple, Alphabet.
Terrible.
Netflix.
It's a terrible joke.
Oh, that's great. I thought it was funny.
It's your worst one in a while.
It is, eh? Okay.
But it makes the point.
No, I think this is a very interesting part. Now we're getting to divergence. And now it's going to be company specific. But now it's going to be more focused on how they're reacting. How does technology react on certain issues like trade war? How do other companies react? Is old economy gone, new economy in? Is it back to old economy? Those types of things. And when I'm saying old economy, the things that we used to always rely on, like
railway.
It's back to
fundamentals, man. It's back to fundamentals, at least for the time being, right? And here, volatility, let's just pick on technology again, because that freaks people out, volatility. How can a company as big as Facebook lose one-fifth of its value in one day, right? Yesterday, it was worth, you know, 20% more than it is today. How does that happen?
Yeah, and I think that's where the momentum builds on momentum. And so when we see companies, Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, whomever, Google, we can look at when people are buying into an investment, they buy in with two reasons. Either it's one, there's a quick gain, opportunity to make money really fast.
Yep.
It may not be a trade, because a trade means you're going to sell position, but an opportunity to make money fast. Or the other one is you fundamentally view that company as an integral part of your portfolio because there's a long-term benefit to it. Those two things sometimes have a duality. And because there's a lot of trading and short-term-minded individuals in the market, there's a problem when you don't reach higher and higher performance. At some point, you cannot continually grow a business, and I'll pick on Facebook, at 50% per year. It just cannot happen. And I think people forget that. I think people forget that. And you can take any industry, any stock, and say the same thing. How long can this prevail? And how long do you want to hold on to that type of an investment until it turns? And Facebook just slapped everybody in the face that said, pun intended, that if you hold on to a stock with higher expectations, you better be ready for them to disappoint, because if they do disappoint you, you're going to get nailed. And that's why we saw so much of a drop in Facebook, opposite to Apple. They haven't given us a slap in the face. They've upgraded. They've expanded.
You know,
they've
multiplied.
Not saying Facebook's a bad company.
Right.
Right, just saying that these are examples of things that can happen to people when they start to put in their chips all on one or all in one sector. We've learned that here in Alberta with energy. Everybody was talking about energy. Energy was the best thing to buy. It was always going up for a good period in time.
Yep.
And then it turned on us. That happens in every sector, every industry, every stock.
Yeah, and it's interesting, the volatility in these growth stocks, you see those big swings. And, you know, if you're an analyst and you've got a sophisticated model that you're trying to calculate, you know, what the value of this company is based on future earnings. If the future earnings potential drops, you know, that could filter through and have a very, very dramatic effect on valuation. But we also saw, this is interesting. You remember when Microsoft went through this?
Yes.
Do you remember when Apple went through this, right?
Yes.
They became, they were growth companies with rapid growth, and then they matured. They started to pay a dividend. Oh my goodness, right? There was a massive rotation of the client base. So a lot of those people that had those growth, they're rotating out.
Yeah, the investors changed. Yeah.
That's right. It turns over. So these companies mature and they change. And, you know, I'm not sure Facebook is at that point yet, but this is what happens, right? So you've got money that is leaving because they feel the story is now different. You got new money coming in. They might have a different valuation. But the problem with these companies, when they're priced to perfection and you're paying multiples on future growth, if you don't get that growth, it can have a very dramatic effect. So it's not even an old economy versus new economy. My point for bringing this up is fundamentals do matter, right? And sometimes we forget that when there's a momentum trade happening and you're just pushing Netflix up to 185 or 187 times future earnings, right? At some point, valuations become, the fundamentals become
and
real.
It's the push on free, on greed, sorry. The push on greed comes into play when all you want is it the stock to go up with the hope that things will get better. So what do you learn from these types of issues? Apple versus Facebook as an example. One, do not chase after stocks that are moving at a fast rate on earnings, because if you're getting into a stock on that, you better have an analysis that it's going to continue to do so.
Yeah.
Number two, diversification.
Yeah.
The biggest benefit when things are going down, the biggest drawback when things are going up. People hate it that you're diversified in your portfolio. When certain investments like technology just takes off, how come we didn't have more technology? We should have known that. That's all across the world that technology is important. Well, a Facebook drop, or those might remember, Nortel,
right,
would have the same reaction to saying you don't put all your chips in one industry. And so there's rules to investing. There's rules to getting in and getting out to an investment. If you do not have a buy strategy or a sell strategy, that can really impact you, and that can impact the overall performance. More importantly, if you're transitioning to or living in retirement, that could be a make or break in retirement.
Yeah, it definitely can be. So concentration risk is a real issue. You know, ultimately, none of the comments we've made today are specific to, you know, whether or not you should own any single company, because ultimately, and I'm speaking to the particularly the do-it-yourselfers out there, remember that a portfolio isn't just a collection of good ideas at the time, right? And make sure that the investments in there are suitable. And that's one of the key pillars of our industry when we have to invest for clients. Make sure it's suitable and that you can handle both the ups, which nobody has any trouble with, and the downs, which can be very dramatic.
How you determine suitability is not suitable. It's suitable when it's going up.
Right.
It's suitable if you can handle the risk when it goes down.
Yep.
That's the suitability test. So be aware of that. And I think we should be discussing this at our seminar. We should be talking about a strategy.
Yeah.
How do you get in and get out? How do you make sure that you're diversified? How do you profit and protect in those types of markets? We're going to be talking about that on August 21st. That's Tuesday, 7 p.m. at night at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, and I think we'll wrap up another show here, but before we do that, I want to remind everybody that if you are interested in any of the segments today or in the past that we've had on the show, you can always access those by going to morethanmoneyradio.com, and we have them all archived there for you. Or you can have them delivered to you directly every single week by searching for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodcundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodcundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodcundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.